In the West African nation of Ivory Coast, there are still two men who claim to be the president. Late last month, in a disputed election, the incumbent leader, Laurent Gbagbo, declared victory. So did his rival, Alassane Ouattara. Now, the United Nations certified results that showed the opposition leader Ouattara won. Well, earlier today, Laurent Gbagbo called for the expulsion of all UN peacekeepers from the country. And this morning, masked gunmen opened fire on the main UN base. NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arkton is in Abidjan and joins me now. Ophébia, first of all, Laurent Gbagbo has been the president since 2000. He still has a significant power base in the country. Obviously, his main opponent does as well. Describe the support base for each man.
Laurent Gbagbo used to be a university professor, a history professor. He has a lot of support here in Abidjan, the commercial hub of Ivory Coast. And this is the south of the country where the oil and the cocoa come from. And of course, that is the economic base of Ivory Coast. Alassane Ouattara has a lot of support in the north. He is a Muslim, and the north of the country was captured by rebels in 2002 who felt that their part of the country had been marginalized, that northerners were not considered true Ivorian citizens. And that was one of the reasons for the rebellion and the civil war.
So how is the government functioning? Is Ouattara trying to run things in parallel, and is anyone listening to him?
The government's guy.
Yeah, yeah.
We have two presidents, two prime ministers, two governments. Alassane Ouattara is holed up at a hotel on the eastern side of Abidjan, protected by UN peacekeepers. Laurent Gbagbo had himself hastily sworn in as president 3 weeks ago.
So are government employees showing up for work? I mean, is the bureaucracy still functioning?
People were back to work. Ivory Coast was buzzing a little. Kids were back at school. But on Thursday, Guy, Alassane Ouattara's supporters said that they were going to march onto the national state-run television headquarters and install their man. That march turned to violence and civilians died. From Friday, the whole place has shut down. And Guy, what I must add is that the key Alassane Ouattara and co feel is going to work for them is by stopping Laurent Gbagbo having access to Ivory Coast accounts. They feel that if he's not able to pay the army, which has pledged allegiance to him, that allegiance may soon switch to their side.
What about Gbagbo's threat to expel UN peacekeepers? Is that real? Will that happen?
Well, the mandate ends at the end of the month, and Laurent Gbagbo's government is absolutely furious with the UN. It was the UN special representative here who immediately certified Ouattara. So now Gbagbo's government is saying not only are they interfering, but they're destabilizing the country, they are inciting violence, and they've got to go. They came in as peacekeepers, but they're no longer peacekeepers. They're also blaming the former colonial power, France, saying that France is trying to manipulate the whole world against Gbagbo.
But you sense this kind of inevitability that violence is going to break out.
Can't quite say that, Guy. People are praying here that it won't happen. But this is a country that has lived through such turbulence, having been the El Dorado of West Africa, where migrants from all over the region came for a better life. Ivory Coast was the bastion of prosperity, stability, and peace. Ivorians say that's what we want again here. But Ivorians fear that this may not end peacefully, although they're hoping desperately it will.
That's NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arkton speaking to us from Abidjan in Ivory Coast. Ophébia, thank you.
Always a pleasure.